Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Welcome back to Bros Before Hoes podcast featuring Lucas,
Jacob.
Time in 2020, right?
Yeah, first time in 2020.
It's actually so hard to book her, though.
I know. I've been so busy.
You actually have been.
I know. So busy. It's just crazy.
You were supposed to do it last week, but you canceled last minute.
I didn't cancel. Thought J-Lo and
Super Bowl.
And how I liked it. But
you still can talk about that. What's your opinion?
Everyone
thought it was too sexual. Do you
agree? No. It was no different than your child's dance recital, I'll get real. But no, I loved it.
Child's dance recital is Travis stripper poles.
Like they probably do now? I don't know.
Probably. I guess you think about strip pole is just acrobatics, just another form of gymnastics.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're the one making it gross.
Exactly. Yeah. You're the one making it
gross. Do you have any life updates since the last time you were on?
Oh, had to put our cat to sleep. Oh, that's what I was doing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. She actually had to cancel it after, is that after the Super Bowl?
It was right after the Super Bowl because we had to put Penelope to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you were listening to the podcast and like, you felt like, wait, it's funny, but, and like they're being themselves, but there's a little bit of a sad vibe because like the cat was in the air.
Yeah. The cat had to be put to sleep, but it's all good.
Has anything good happened?
No, I'm joking.
Do you want to talk about your plastic surgery?
What plastic surgery? Oh, my Botox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Botox about a month ago.
Our mom went to a Botox party.
A Botox party. So these exist. So I got a good deal.
How did it happen? Like, you just go to a party and is everyone drinking or like...
Yeah,
is there medical
drinking.
Tables on the floor?
No, it was just some hopefully clean syringes, I guess.
So a girl just goes around and just plucks everyone's face?
Yeah.
I've seen it in Housewives before.
Yeah, but she said there's nothing they could do about under here or that would cost lots of money. So it's pretty much just here, but I feel like my eyelids are drooping. But anyway, whatever.
You try to lift your forehead. With or without it?
So she can't ever show she's surprised anymore. So we'll never know mom's actual emotions.
I know. She could be pissed right now.
So if you throw me a surprise party or something, don't be upset if I don't look surprised.
Oh, yeah, because her face is just paralyzed.
Yeah.
So people actually email us saying that last week we talked about plastic surgery too much.
Oh, yeah, because when you mentioned mom getting Botox this week, all I could think of was this one email where this person made her dad listen to our podcast, and her dad said it was too vain because we kept talking about plastic surgery.
Oh, I saw another email from a girl saying you guys need to stop talking about this because I know you guys are joking, but you're actually going to make people feel like they need to get plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. So,
we jokingly are talking about how in South Korea it's so popular to get plastic surgery, but we are just joking. But
really?
I
guess we convinced 5 listeners to actually fly to South Korea, and they're getting facial reconstruction. That's what this person said that we could do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just didn't realize that. Like, I didn't realize half of the listeners would be in South Korea right now. But they are.
I just thought, like, when I said, I'll probably get it in the future, I just thought everyone knew it was a joke.
We're sorry, but it was mostly Jacob's fault.
I'd be scared
to get. No, it was Lucas's fault.
I would be scared to get, like, real plastic surgery.
So joking, guys. So...
I'd
if
be
you,
scared.
You, even though you already put the down payment down, you can still do it, but maybe
five of you who are currently in South Korea, you can still turn back. But that would suck because I already paid the money for the flight.
They put the down payment down too.
Yeah, but I won't name any names, but there's some people who got plastic surgery that, it's creepy.
I won't name any names.
People at work or what?
No.
Oh,
like celebrities.
In real life. Name them.
They probably were happy.
Oh, no. No.
It seems like nobody really gets crazy.
Well, obviously,
surgery.
Michael Jackson, he's dead, so I can say him. But actually, I mean, he looked scary. But he didn't have a nose anymore. His nose was like broke off.
I feel like you should
just
embrace your uniqueness because you don't want to look like every other bitch, you know?
Exactly.
Just like there was this one, have you guys heard the sound? She looks like every other bitch.
Yeah, that's basically everyone who gets all this filler and stuff. They have the exact same face.
Yeah, well, for a while there in Hollywood, all the young girls were getting the same nose job, I swear, and they all looked alike with the blonde hair back in the early, like, 2005.
Don't you want to stand out?
Yeah, couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah, every day I wake up and just look in the mirror and think, I am beautiful. So it really helps you guys.
Just remember, beauty is subjective. You might think someone's butt ugly, but they're married to someone who thinks they're gorgeous.
Exactly.
So no matter how butt ugly you are, there's someone out there who likes it.
And you are butt ugly. I'm just kidding.
You're beautiful. But the point is, even Gigi Hadid, I'm sure there's people who think she's butt ugly. Right?
Butt ugly.
I'm not going to lie. Her sister, I didn't think, was terribly attractive as opposed to Gigi, but now she's had something done and looks better.
I actually think Bella has like a cooler look. She seems kind of like, Gigi seems like the wholesome blonde girl, but then Bella's kind of like the, oh, I do drugs and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's and like the scary one.
There's always videos of her like smoking at the Met Gala in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but she's more of like the edgy vibe.
I think she's had something done though, because she didn't used to look as good. But anyway.
So funny when you go on YouTube, this just reminds me of, there's always these videos in my recommended saying like this is all the surgeries that this person got done. And there was one that showed
one of us
Bella Hadid when she was like 17, and one that showed her when she was now, and it did look so different, but it was just so funny. I didn't watch it, but it was just crazy because she wasn't ugly when she was 17, but it just looks like something was happening like between those years.
Yeah, well, there's someone else about that age who, huge difference.
Who? Kylie Jenner. You can just say it. She doesn't listen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
She's upfront about it, right?
I mean, she looks nothing like what she did when she was.
Oh,
you know.
No. People told us to stop talking about this stuff, but we're actually
talking. I know. Okay, move on.
I'll say one last thought on plastic surgery. My last thought on plastic surgery is me. I feel like I won't ever get plastic surgery, except maybe Botox when I'm like 30 or something. But yeah, I feel like you don't even need it, guys.
I just got Botox for the fun of it because I wanted to go to the party.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's just, she wanted to try it, a new experience, you know?
No, you said your last thoughts. Just be honest.
Plus, it was cheap.
I already said mine. I said, no matter what you look like, someone thinks you're ugly and someone thinks you're pretty.
Yeah.
You're literally Gigi Hadid, and there's someone in North Carolina who thinks you're the most butt ugly person in the world, but other people like you.
Exactly.
You're never going to please everyone, but, you know, just life.
Someone felt personally attacked because you kept mentioning the name Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
And their name was Sarah.
I don't know if they said they think that I have something against Sarahs, but I think I do. It's just my go-to name. but someone actually had a deep question for Jacob.
I'm scared because I read the emails, but...
it's not even actually deep. They just wanted to know...
I thought it was going to be like...
They wanted to know like more about like how you and JoJo Siwa met. Because I thought they went on your channel and you guys pretended like you were dating back in the day. And like they just want to know what the vibe was like. I actually wasn't present because I was in
I wish you would
I she was
came,
in LA
she came to our house
yeah JoJo C was from
in Nebraska,
which
yeah.
is where Jacob lived at the time,
so we and can both talk about it since you
yeah
were
her
too.
Brother had
like?
Well her brother had a baseball game close by, so her dad dropped her off at our house.
Yeah, I
and
thought
left her there.
Did you mean Jesselyn? Is that her name?
No, it was the dad.
Is her name Jocelyn?
I don't know.
Jocelyn. I don't know. One of those.
But anyway, so
what was the vibe like?
So her dad brought her, and then we got pizza, and then we went to...
Dropped her off at the...
At your older sister, my oldest daughter's house, so she
was
could
she
meet
just
her
like
daughter.
How she is on camera?
Oh, yeah. Super sweet and nice, and...
Didn't she tell you some inside scoop about Abby?
Oh, yeah, she did, kind of.
Not really. Yeah, she did a little bit.
Didn't she say... I remember someone saying that Abby had, like, a sugar baby.
I forgot, but she told us some stuff.
I'm kidding. That's all alleged.
But the thing was...
That's all alleged.
Is that the thing about JoJo Siwa? She was, like, so nice, and, like, she just said hey to everyone, and she was
she is super
like,
nice.
She didn't act like... Because it was so weird, because I think I emailed her, like, manager somehow.
And it was
Somehow she just was, like, down for it, and, like, she was nice, and she didn't act like she was a celebrity, even though, like, she is.
Well, she wasn't as huge as she is now.
Oh, yeah, she goes on tour now.
But, yeah.
Next time she's in a touring near you, you have to ask to go backstage.
She unfollowed me on Instagram, so.
When did that happen?
I don't know, but like a year and a half ago, she sent me her book, but then like after that, fell down the drain.
Oh, no.
Really?
Remember when she sent me her book?
Yeah, but I don't remember. I didn't know she unfollowed you. That's sad.
We're in a
Sorry.
Fight now. Mm. No, but yeah.
Maybe it was because of my awkward collab with her.
Oh, that was funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. And then when we were done, she we went to our sister's house and she took a photo with one of our nieces.
Yeah, with my granddaughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason why, and also in my recommended on YouTube, yesterday I watched a video that was JoJo Siwa pretending to babysit you watching. It was like a video point of view, and it was like, the video is called I Babysit You, and it's like, she opens up the door and looks at you and says, oh my god, come in, and like, the camera's like from a lower angle, so you're supposed to be like a little kid.
Yeah.
And she takes you around her house and babysits you. So like, you don't need babysitters anymore because you can just use a YouTube video.
Oh, wow.
Like, how many kids across the nation do you think are just left at home while their parents hit the bar and they turn on the JoJo Siwa babysitting?
And then they just,
how long does it?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, so you can't go very far.
Did she invent that, or is that a thing on YouTube, do you think?
That's a good idea.
Babysitting point of view.
I just found out about it yesterday.
Yeah, I was watching it the whole time, but... and I was just like, this is crazy. She like, first of all, she brought you to like the playroom and you like kind of played something. I think she gave you candy at one point.
Wow.
And then, like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
But oh my God, if I'm being.
Point of view babysitting.
I know, you don't even need to pay for the
I wonder if that would be legal, if they'd legalize that. Like, hey.
Oh my God, probably even, like, AI
anyone under. Anyone under the age of 2, you can't, but 2 and over, that's perfectly fine.
Something. Someone needs to upload like a 12-hour video of like, we have a sleepover together, and like, see if you don't have any friends.
Yeah.
It just kind of gets like scary, I feel like, because then they get like attached to, like, they feel like it's actually a sleepover.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But if I'm being honest, guys, I think the reason why JoJo Siwa unfollowed me was because like 2 years ago, I did a video reacting to our collab, and it's on private now, you can't watch it, but
did you say anything mean?
I don't think I said anything mean, but I might have like said like, oh my gosh, she was so loud or something, even though I'm so loud.
You said she was loud?
No, I don't know what I said, but I think she might have unfollowed me because it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Kind of shady.
Oh, I'm that disgusting. Is shady.
But something else that I thought of, when she visited, she told me she had a crush on someone, but she wouldn't tell me who.
And Jacob Sartorius?
I
want to
know. I don't think it was him, but I want to know who it was. I'm still curious.
Don't know. She didn't tell me.
Well, that's so crazy. JoJo Siwa went to the family house.
Besties.
What do you guys think about another huge thing that happened in the last week? Not only did JoJo Siwa upload a point of view babysitting video, but Justin Bieber shaved his
staff. Thank God. That's what I was hoping you were going to say.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. What did I write you guys yesterday? I was like, praise Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Our
I hated his mustache.
Justin Bieber stash.
Oh, I hated it. I can't even describe
like,
how much I hated it.
What did it make you feel that was just so triggering?
Nastiness, trashiness. I don't know.
I just love how he took such a like a deep dive into looking like that, though.
Yeah, like dirtiness is what I thought.
I like it because it's like Shawn Mendes is all polished and stuff, and then Justin Bieber's kind of like the grungy gas station, but like cool.
What was the meme I sent you guys last week? Like it had a picture of Justin in like 2009 and then now, and it's like, it looks like 2020 Justin is trying to get 2009 Justin in a van. Yeah.
I think like it is like obviously like a little bit gross, but I think it's cool.
Like, I kind of like his gross vibe because it's just like, oh, I just don't care anymore. Like, who cares about showers and stuff?
Yeah,
I feel bad for Haley though if he really doesn't shower.
If I'm being honest, like
doesn't comb his hair.
That do that nowadays.
Like, I don't care what he wears or anything, but just
but
thank God he got
rid of it. Did you watch the docuseries on YouTube?
No.
She said that, like, he's the best thing that ever happened to her.
Well, he says the same.
Because
I've heard everything about it.
She was at her sister's wedding, and she was just bawling, thinking, I'm so lonely in life. I have the most amazing life. I don't have anyone to share it with. And then she met Justin.
Oh.
Now the happily
but
ever
But they met
after.
A long time ago.
I know, I always thought, like, oh, Jelena forever, but now I'm actually on board of Justin and Haley.
Oh, yeah, I think she's good for him.
Yeah, I think she's perfect, because, like, in the docuseries, like, she'll listen to all of his music. She's in the studio with him, like, the entire night, whereas Selena just wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
you know?
But I sort of feel like she's taking care of him, too.
Yeah, that's what it sort of feels like. It feels like kind of like she's wife, but also mom.
Mom. So I don't know if she'll get sick of that someday, but I don't know.
I think she said somewhere that, like, she thinks that God put her on the earth to take care of him.
Oh.
So she's like the perfect person for him because I feel like he needs someone like that and she wants to do it. So.
Yep. Perfect.
Whereas Selena would be like, oh, I have to go write Come and Get It Part 2. And like, he'd be like kind of mad, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wait, so yeah. Like, is that, so like, could I, so like, is it illegal if I went to, if I went to like Uncle Jesse's house and said like, God put me on this altar to watch over you. Then like.
Is it illegal for what?
If I went to his house and said that.
Uncle Jesse's house?
Yeah.
John like, Stamos?
John Stamos.
Will that be considered stalking if he wasn't on board?
Plus he's.
But I literally said.
The other person
plus he's like,
me
he's like 58.
On board.
And but plus Jesus he's married that. And has a kid now.
But I said like, I'm on here to do this. I'm not.
Yeah, I think he'd probably get you taken away.
Because there's some people probably like Taylor Swift stalkers think that too, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny joke, but obviously if that actually happens.
No, I think.
Like if that happens to anyone, that's obviously scary.
Yeah, I think he'd call security probably.
That's so scary for Taylor Swift because someone swam like 3 miles in a lake one time to get to her house.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
That is so creepy.
I think
creepy.
It was in the ocean.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Like stackles, like, and then didn't Selena Gomez have one where they jumped over the gate?
Yeah.
Of, like, they've all had them. Kendall had one.
That's creepy.
Scary.
Yeah. And I feel bad.
Well, remember when I had that one who tried to. I'm joking. Joking.
Oh my God. You still might get. You might get one from this podcast.
I doubt it. Maybe because of my Botox, you think?
Yeah, probably since probably. You went to the Botox party, now you're like stalker worthy.
I know. I might be.
A bunch of hidden cameras.
Another giant thing that happened in the last week was Robert Pattinson said that he smells like crayons. So I was thinking we should each smell each other and just. Honestly, no judgment involved, complete blunt, and just say what first thing that comes to mind what they smell like.
So the weird thing is that people
crayons.
Always tell me I smell like baby powder.
Ew.
Oh, well, that's,
okay, let's
like,
smell him.
That's better than Doritos.
So we're both
like,
going to smell him and then say what
we Avery.
We're going to smell him and then say what we think he smells like and announce it to everyone.
I'm scared.
Shampoo.
Wait, actually, I got something came to my mind, but I can't think.
Clean.
You're smelling
shampoo.
My hair, though. Like,
ew.
Like,
ew, I'm not going to smell your pit.
Like my arm or something.
I smell like couch.
I didn't watch my... You're such a liar.
Is that like a couch?
Like good couch or bad couch?
Like a medium couch. Like
I didn't watch
like
my hair
today.
Like
not a brand new couch, but just like a couch that's been sitting in like a camper for a bit.
What do I
really?
Smell? Like I don't want to hear
no,
this.
No, kidding. Not in a bad way.
What do I smell? Just
I think
like,
you smell good.
Like, actually,
what,
just,
like clean.
Like, it smells like a mince, actually.
Mint?
You know mints, like peppermint mints.
I think it smells like
smell like all toys.
I don't ever.
I think it smells like fresh linen. Well, that's because he had gum in his mouth that was spearmint or whatever.
Well, apparently Robert Pattinson must have crayons in his mouth.
I'm
okay.
I don't want to smell like a couch.
See what I smell like. This one's the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay, but this is your clothes.
How about you smell my actual arm?
Yeah.
What is it? This first
you
thing that
smell
mind.
It though.
First thing that comes to your mind though.
I was thinking like for some reason he smelled like. Dad's like cologne, the thing that he sprays all over his body that smells so like it's not gross,
ew,
but it's like,
you made,
like
you made it sound bad.
I know
he
trying.
Uses Axe deodorant.
No, he used to use this one that was in the brown
Right Guard.
It was
what,
so...
what do I smell like to you?
You smell like soap.
I just scrubbed my body with soap like 2 hours ago, so that makes sense. Wait, so why does Robert Pattinson smell like crayons? He said multiple people have told him he smells like crayons.
I don't know. That's weird, but did you hear that about Robert Pattinson where someone said he has the perfect face?
Oh, yeah, scientist or something. But I'm like,
yeah, and
so...
I'm like, what?
Because back to what I said earlier, it's also subjective, so how could they ever know?
I don't think that's true because when he was picked to be Edward, we all were like, oh, they should have got someone a little hotter.
Yeah, plus I just feel like you can't say someone's the best looking person.
No, he's definitely not.
I
mean, he's good looking.
Because
but...
why would scientists, why they all came together and just decided a basic white guy's the best looking person? It's like, what?
You
I never
watched those videos.
You never, it was his facial structure. You never smelled me.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, you smell like good lotion,
like
Bath and Body Works.
Did you slather your body in that?
Yeah.
Oh you cheated.
I always put Bath and Body Works on.
So maybe
I think
that's
it's...
what Robert Pattinson needs to do. Maybe go to Bath and Body Works. And but I don't know if he likes smelling like crayons. I didn't really. I just read the headline.
How so, did you Google it? Like, why would you smell like crayons? Is it wax? Or
I don't know.
So like for that perfect
weird.
Face thing, I always see these videos called like, does this person have a perfect face? But I never watched them. But like, so is it like somehow scientists discovered what the perfect face is?
I don't. There is no perfect face. Get real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how they do that. Like, how would they How would they do that? Like, based on evidence? Do they, like, do a survey?
For some reason, it is so funny that, like, they picked a basic white guy, though.
I know.
But I did. Like,
I was reading some of the comments. They're like, well, I think his chin's a little too pointy. And yeah, the cheeks need. I was like, ever. Oh, my gosh.
If you were someone who the scientists have as the most best-looking person, because that's just opening for everyone to be like, oh, I don't think he's attractive at all. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, just, like, so people's hottest man of the year. Like this year, none of us, like, obviously he's not the hottest man of the year. He's just got to the best wife.
Who?
John Legend.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of just like the coolest person in the world.
If he wasn't married to Chrissy Teigen, he would not have gotten that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's mean. Next up, Florida City shuts down park. They have to shut down part of a park because of a snake orgy.
What?
This is actually on CNN.
Nah.
I swear to God, it said things got quite spicy near Lake Hollingsworth in Lakeland, Florida this week. After residents began reporting snake sightings, the department began investigating. Turns out it's mating season for the Florida water snakes.
That's
and
funny.
And they said a large group of snakes gathered near the lake for a giant orgy. And they had to put caution tape around it to get people not to go over there to get attacked. Isn't that scary?
What? That's scary. Especially snakes just out wrapping around
but
each other.
But they said they are non-venomous and generally not aggressive as long as people do not disturb them. But if you disturb the orgy, apparently...
Well,
like,
why would you disturb them while they were going at it?
Well, they mean to, but they accidentally stepped on it and then they just get attacked by a group
but
of...
But you know there's some annoying people who poke sticks at them.
I know. But yes, so there was a group... If you lived in Lakeland, Florida, stay away from the orgy.
So this was CNN?
Yeah, actually it was CNN.
Well, you know what Donald Trump would say about that then.
Oh, because it's news.
Fake news.
Oh, yeah, our mom's a Trump supporter.
No.
I'm just kidding.
So whenever I go on... I go on, like, Twitter and stuff, people always say, like... It's probably a joke, but they always say, Dr. Phil is so hot. So since he's, like, around your age, he's not... He's probably, like, 60.
He is not hot.
But
and
do
I've
you
just,
think he is?
I've just heard too much crap about him. No. No, I don't think he's hot at all. I've never seen a picture of him young, but I do not think he's hot at all.
But you're crap about him? Like, what's the tea?
No, I don't. I'm not saying, but I just think he's just Wait, a total.
Did you hear from, like, someone who actually knew him?
Yeah, I just
so
think he's.
Whatever you heard is probably online anyway.
He's totally fake. I think, yeah, no. I think he has a lot of.
Skeletons.
That's what I was trying to think. I was trying to think things in the closet. Skeletons in the closet. That, yeah.
Did he, like, cheat on his wife or something?
Oh, for sure. But anyway. And I think he's mean. I think he's sort of mean. But no, he is not cute at all. How could you think he's cute?
People said that on Twitter. So I just
Isn't that just
he
a
did.
Meme,
he's
yeah,
also got that.
Sure. I was just wondering.
He's also got that mustache too, doesn't he? Yeah, he's got a stash. I'm just not in the stashes.
Yeah. Didn't Dad have one at one point?
Oh, he'd always grow one for a little bit, and I'd get all mad and keep calling him a child molester. So then he'd shave it.
You bullied him out of shaving it.
Yeah, yeah. One
actually,
plus,
I grow
burgers,
a mustache to see what it feels
burgers
like.
Burgers would get caught in there and crap.
Ew. But I actually understand people do it because I just want to kind of know what I look like with facial hair.
Ew.
Like, oh, no.
In November, I almost did it. I was like, should I just grow it out?
For real?
Just see what it looks like for like 2 weeks, just as a joke.
I don't know who I'm thinking of, but there is this one person that actually looks cool with a mustache. And he's like a cowboy person.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of. That one guy.
No, but he's like
was
in his 20s, though.
Oh.
I think he's not... I don't think he's that famous. I think I just saw him on, like...
Cowboy person?
Well, he looks like a cowboy person. Like, it kind of looks cool. Like, a little... Like, I kind of think about getting one, because it looks cool on him.
Could you grow a mustache? Because you don't really have that much facial hair.
I didn't shave for, like, the past 3 days, but, yeah, this is what happened.
Oh.
I feel like I...
That should be probably. A video. I didn't shave for a month.
No, I don't like having. I just was too lazy to shave. I don't like having.
But some
face
guys
hair.
Look good with facial hair, and then you can kind of they cut.
Oh,
it
a
all
little
like,
bit, yeah. Just
well, they cut it all sleek, so then it's kind of like contour as well.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen that? So many guys do that. It seems like.
Oh yeah,
where
like,
they make it. They make it so drastic down their cheeks, so
and
it's
then
kind
they
of
even
like
make
a cheekbone
cut down there.
Yeah, it's sort of weird.
I might do.
I
that.
Like just a little. You know the ones who look. You know what they used to call it, the Miami Vice thing. But that's way before your time. But anyway, just a little bit of, you know.
Next November, I'm doing it.
Well?
No shave November.
That's
okay.
So funny. Actually going to do it.
Not okay.
Shave.
Well, since you live in Nebraska, you should, because that's what people do for hunting season, I think.
Oh, my God, for hunting season.
I think
oh,
I
yeah.
made that up, but I don't know.
Okay, so I made a game, and you have to guess if it's Lucas or Jacob's video.
Oh yeah, he's gonna give a general idea of a video, and you have to guess who uploaded this.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. So like, mom will guess, but then like, You yeah, actually kind of guess know, too. Though. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, because you were in.
But maybe some of them, if I don't know, I'll guess.
Yeah, okay, first of all. This person, they tried products to make themselves look hotter. That was, like, the video idea.
Oh, I think it would be Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did, like, two of those, right?
Yeah, those actually, those did so well at the time.
Okay,
back
next.
Back in the as seen on TV time of YouTube.
This person waxed their nipples and armpits.
Oh, that's definitely Lucas.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mom, that was my channel.
I remember that. Some girl came over and, like, helped
you. Yeah, Blair Fowler.
Yeah. So okay.
Juicy Star 07, the original beauty guru. Did you know
see?
That?
No.
She's the original Jeffree Star.
Did not know that.
She walked so they could run.
This was an uploaded video called I Know I'm Rich.
It must be you, because the first two were Lucas's.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
I don't remember that one.
It was just a joke video of me trying to act like I'm rich. Like, it was a character.
Wait, was this, like, as a little kid, though?
No, it was, like, only 2 years ago. I was so confused when I saw it.
Wait, gosh, I don't remember that.
It was, so I only watched, like, a minute. It was just me saying, like, it was just, like, it was literally just me talking like this. Yeah, and so, like, talking in that rapper voice. I thought it was dumb, but at the time, I probably thought it was so funny. No, it's still public.
Oh, my God, check it out, everyone, and give you a review. Was it, like, a skit then?
It was just, like, me sitting down, like, with a dollar bill and stuff.
Did I film it?
No, it was just me in my room.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait to watch this.
Oh,
after.
In the room with the Nickelodeon room, like, the green room and the...
Yeah.
Didn't the room that was painted. Didn't McDonald's room? Because it was yellow and red?
Yes, yeah. And so then we repainted it to green and yellow, right?
Yeah. Well, it was like, yeah, green and... No, it was blue and yellow or something.
Did you
blue
paint
and
it
green.
Back before
blue
selling
and green.
The house?
I don't think you did. You did.
No, we did. We painted it gray.
Because all the other DIY people did that, and I did DIYs at the time, so I did that. Okay. This person did wore high heels in Target for a video.
I think it's both of you.
Who is it?
It's.
Do you know who?
Yeah.
Lucas.
No, it's
Jacob.
Oh, darn. Okay,
did
I thought...
go in Target?
Yeah.
Did I film that?
Yeah.
No, I could see it being both of you doing that, for sure.
I remember you... Did you actually walk around and bravely in front of everyone in high
Well,
heels?
It was... Well, you know, my bra high heels from mom's closet, and then I went to your house.
But did you actually walk through Target?
Yeah, like for like 10 minutes, probably.
I'm just walking for like
30 seconds. Yeah. Okay. This person did a big fat gay wedding. That's the title of the video.
Oh, darn. So we can't really have a big fat gay wedding? That's you.
No.
God, it's you. Too. Oh,
wait,
my God.
Is that a skit? Did you pretend to be gay?
Yeah, I think I got a dress from Goodwill. I didn't set this
pretending
so
to be gay.
And it was that, like, when you came out or what?
And no, I think it was like when I came
oh
out.
Oh, my God. I want to watch that one too. There's so many videos
oh
I want
to
watch.
Oh, my gosh.
Now.
I need to watch them too.
Okay, this person did a deep Q&A. A question and answers video that's deep.
Well, you guys both have done those, but that would be Lucas.
Yep, that was my
first ever Lucas videos. Yeah. Yeah, I went way back. Okay, this person said Starbucks ruined Christmas. That was the video. And they just went to Starbucks and they said it ruined Christmas.
That's you.
No, it was me.
Lucas.
Oh my
gosh.
What
was that video? I didn't watch
that. I think
that
it was
one.
Like a skit where I pretended to be offended by the new holiday Starbucks.
Holiday
thing.
Cup.
That was a thing where everyone used to get so offended.
Yeah,
by the cup.
They were like different colors or something.
Yeah. They show Christmas or something.
Oh, because it was holidays instead of.
Yeah,
oh
so
my
I
gosh.
To be all offended and went.
Wow.
Okay. This person drew a six pack on their stomach because they did how to give yourself
six pack
abs.
Makeup tutorial.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Nope.
Oh,
gosh,
geez.
I am.
Wait, you.
I'm doing really bad.
Okay, this person made a Taco Bell candle.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was back in the DIY days.
Oh, yeah, the DIY era of YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, the very last one. This person did a video about people hitting on them. So saying they're hot, basically. Or whatever, I don't know.
I actually don't know who did this one.
It could be both of us if we're being honest. But
all
but
of these could be both of you. You.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that
how
a
come...
skit too?
No, I think I just looked through. Because you know it's a thing to call people daddy.
Yeah.
I think it comments on ever. So I just talked about that, I think.
So was this pretty much a promo game for your channel? Because most of these were you.
No, it was 5 and 5.
Oh my god.
It was 5 and 5.
No, it wasn't. No, it no it wasn't. It was
5 of them.
I think it was like 8 and 2.
No, it wasn't a promo.
Okay.
But what if mom uncovered that?
What are you doing?
The AdSense?
Oh, I had to turn back on the camera because it was about to turn off.
Oh.
All right, so somebody asked for advice from mom.
Really? Oh,
okay. I'm just kidding. They actually just asked for advice from us, but since you're here, you can
give advice. Oh, should I advice from mom? And then what? She'll answer it next episode.
They said, okay, so I'm a 15-year-old girl, and I'm basically only attracted to gay men. I thought I was straight because technically I'm attracted to men, but now I don't know because I think I'm only attracted to their femininity. Maybe I'm just bi and I don't really know. Gay men are just so hot and I can't explain it. I don't want to be creepy or anything or fetishize gay men, but they're basically the only people I'm attracted to. Send help. Not really sure what to do.
I understand that because gay men are so nice and...
So they said they're only attracted to gay men though. Maybe they could. Maybe, oh, that probably would. I guess that's probably not a good advice.
So they have to
find a closeted gay guy who doesn't want to come out and date him.
Or find a bi guy.
Oh, yeah. Find a bi guy who looks gay.
Yeah. See, that's what you got to do.
I think we talked about it like 2 episodes ago about this one person that married the gay bus fund.
Oh, yeah. Cause I feel like back in like the 70s and stuff, didn't it probably a lot of
people marry gay guys? Oh, I bet it happened a lot.
Did you have any friends who married a gay guy?
Not that I know of.
But like you were suspicious?
No.
Oh my god, because back then
oh for sure
a lot of them just married girls.
Yeah.
Oh, I lied, there might be one, but anyway, but
are they still together?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I'm sure it happened a lot.
All right, so that's actually really good
it's
advice.
Probably
just
still happening
guy.
Yeah, see, it's
my
mom
advice
came.
Would be like every time you hang out with a guy, say I hate gay people, because if they are gay, they won't want to break up with you because then they'll think that you know they're gay or something.
What?
What?
That was the worst advice
to
ever.
To me, it actually made sense when I was thinking.
Wait,
of
what was it? Say I hate gay people.
Oh,
for what?
Put it in your Tinder profile. Say anti LGBT, and then.
But why would that attract gay guys?
That's going to attack.
If they date someone like that, then and they're actually gay, they'll think no one knows they're gay.
Oh,
that's gonna attract. I'm not even gonna say what that's gonna attract.
Oh, yeah, so don't do it.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
What?
Someone showed me a wedding invitation recently to a gay couple's wedding, and they seriously, you would never know by looking, like they looked like they met. I said, what did they meet on farmersonly.com or something?
Really?
Because they both had flannel shirts on.
Oh my god, they look like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, they both, were a little bit pudgy. It was so cute, though. But I was like, oh, my God, they must have met on farmersonly.com or something.
They probably did the gay edition. They probably had the gay version of that.
Yeah, gay version farmersonly.com. So anyway, yeah.
I don't know what farmersonly.com's like.
I don't know. I thought it was an insurance company when we first moved back to Nebraska. Oh, I didn't realize
it
was
No.
Farmers Mutual.
That's Farmers Mutual. Yeah, so I didn't realize it was a dating app.
Farmersonly.com. Remember I tried to go on Christian Mingle for a friend because she was trying to date someone, but there was like nobody on Christian Mingle. So I don't know if it's even a real thing.
Really?
We tried to set her up a profile as a joke, but there was like nobody on it.
Huh?
So like back in the day before all these apps, like did people actually use those websites? Remember there was that big one that there was always commercials for?
I think people still do use those.
eHarmony.
eHarmony. Do people use that?
I know someone who got married from Match.com.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like, they literally ask you like 1,000 questions. So they send you like the perfect match.
From like your high school or like?
Just, oh, no. I just don't want to say who.
That's crazy.
It's out their identity.
That's
just kidding.
Wow.
But yeah, they ask so many in-depth questions and then match up with the perfect person.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so they still are a thing.
I still wouldn't. Well, I know people at work who go on. Yeah. Young people
Match.
Go on.
Com?
No, I just mean on dating sites.
Jacob, you should make a farmers only.
Oh, yeah, just as a joke.
And have meet a farmer.
And put a cowboy hat on.
That'd you wouldn't so want to date a farmer?
No, I'm not like opposed to it, but I just don't want to go on farmersonly.com. Yeah.
I remember the commercial. It showed people hanging out like around a campfire with red Solo cups.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god.
That was like my high school years. Drinking around with red Solo cups or at farmers' places.
I wonder what the age range is. Like, I feel like it's only like people 40 plus is the thing.
And farmers only. I don't know.
Would you ever want to be a farmer mom?
No.
Never?
Never. Never, never, never.
Remember growing up, I was friends with a lot of farmer people. I remember I went to one of their farmers, like they were cutting the chickens' heads off and stuff.
Oh, I remember you talking about
don't
that.
Chickens
I would
run when you kill
yeah,
them
it was like a special day where like they were doing it.
Oh,
they
my
cut
God.
All the chickens' heads off.
Yeah, I've never Ooh. Seen that. Never want to.
And they just run around and stuff. I was like 8 years old and scared.
That sounds really scary. Did you have nightmares?
No, but it was fun going to farmers' houses because they always had go-karts and four-wheelers and stuff.
Yeah.
I think the gross thing was, though, is that whenever I did go to like a... Because there's just random times we go to a farmer's house and like it always smells like cow poop, though. It always smells like poop.
Well, that's because they probably have manure nearby, right?
I worked with people who had cow lots right by their house, and their cars, like literally just the outside of them, like in the hospital parking lot, smelled like cow manure.
We used to kind of live on a farm because we were surrounded by cows. We didn't technically own a farm, but we lived in a house that was surrounded by cornfields, and there was cows surrounding it.
Yeah, there were cows. Yeah, and I love the cows. They're so cute.
And like me and my cousins and stuff would play a game where we would touch the electric fence. It actually was crazy. It put like a whole shock through your whole body. Like you would jump.
You seriously did?
Yeah, we touched it.
Oh my
it.
Gosh. Lucky you didn't die.
Yeah, you like, would literally make you fall backwards. It's not
That's crazy that like none of you guys actually got hurt from doing that. Something like cool does sound about living like it does kind of sound cool living on a farm for like a month and just being like, I live on a farm. Just think about the photos, like you on a hay bale saying nothing matters in life except your kids in the hay bale, you know.
Oh wait, do you think there's any farmer influencers?
Any what?
For sure.
Farmer influencers. I haven't seen any.
Oh, because
like, there's gotta be
really famous hot Instagram girls who are on farms.
Oh well, like there was like that one.
I bet there are.
I don't know if she's still.
Travis puts videos up about like farming.
Oh my god, we need to see who he follows.
Yeah,
he follows a lot of these influencers.
I don't know
if
this girl's still a thing, but there was this one like girl that went hunting all the time and just like had like boobs and stuff, so people followed her.
Boobs and
oh, is she the one who was like controversial because she like loved guns or something?
This was like. She was actually nice, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, nobody, like, she was always around in, like, 2012 in commercials and stuff.
In commercials?
Okay, tell me if you guys know who this is. I don't know if she's an influencer or, like,
are you thinking
of
Jessica Simpson?
No, it's, like, an activist, like, gun person.
Wait, but, she was like, obsessed with farming and she was in commercials?
She was, like, hunting. What I'm thinking about is, like, NASCAR.
Oh, you're talking about Danica Patrick?
I don't know. I need to find out who this girl is, though. I just think about seeing this girl with a gun, and she seemed nice from what I saw.
Sounds scary. Yeah, I don't like guns that well, sorry.
Remember when Jessica Simpson tried to be a country singer?
Oh, and she wore the mom jeans.
Oh, I don't remember
I just
that,
remember
I
the controversy.
She went to a stage where all of a sudden she was going to be a country singer.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I remember
her.
I was so jealous because this girl from my high school used to always go to these cow shows where her family would show cows at these shows, and she said at one of the cow shows, Jessica Simpson was performing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, was it in the funny. Middle of Nebraska?
Yeah, I think that's probably... She wanted to start her career, so she just went to all the cow shows.
So when
that's
was this?
Cool.
When I was in high school, so like 2010.
Oh, so it was way after Nick and all that.
I think the country community didn't accept her because like she already had done like Public Affair and With You and stuff.
Yeah, for sure not.
She also wanted to be a country singer.
Yeah, for sure not.
Oh, yeah. Kind of
her book sounds interesting, but I don't know. We already know everything about it now. Why would you buy it?
Oh, yeah. What I learned from her book, just from reading online, is that she had to get really drunk to date John Mayer because she didn't feel like she was smart enough.
I guess I don't really know that. But it sounds like she left Tony Romo. Tony Romo left her because he was mad John Mayer was still contacting her. And then she went to John Mayer's thought like, oh, it's time, we'll settle down. And he sort of just...
Oh, my God. I also saw that she cheated on Nick Lachey emotionally with Johnny Knoxville.
Yes, but not... Do you think she... I think she probably cheated.
Wasn't that her whole rumor during the time? I remember literally going to Walmart at that time and like, when was like 2006 or something?
Yeah, 2005,
and
I think.
And like going
or
to
so.
Walmart and like all the tabloids were like, Jessica Simpson's cheating on Nick Lachey.
Yeah, but Johnny Knoxville ended up getting divorced like a year and a half later. But I bet they really cheated. I mean, she might say... And I also remember hearing that she was... What's that called when you're... The next morning, the shame, the walk of shame out of Adam Levine's penthouse or whatever.
While she was dating Nick Lachey?
No. This was right after that. It seemed like she was getting together with everyone, you know.
It's so a thing you want it back then.
She also said she slept with Nick Lachey like a month or two after she left him because she felt sorry for him or something. I was like, oh my God, his poor wife and stuff. They're probably like, what the
drama with his wife?
Yes, which was just stupid.
Well, apparently Jessica Simpson said in her book that Nick Lachey and his wife sent her a gift or something.
Yeah.
And then they talked, someone asked them that in an interview and the wife said, we never sent that. So someone else must have been pretending to be us.
Yeah, and everyone gave her a lot of crap for it. And I'm like, well, if you didn't send the gift. And she's like, why would I take credit for a
also,
gift?
Also, I read that she said that she was drunk in some Ellen interview. So then I watched that Ellen interview, and she seemed like fun.
Yeah, she said she was
so
really
she's like
drunk.
A fun drunk.
Yeah.
But was she like an alcoholic, though?
Yeah, because she is sober now, remember?
Because like I was expecting it to be like a bad drunk, like yelling, but she was just like having fun.
Having
chilling.
Fun.
It seemed like someone just two drinks in, just having some fun, you know?
Oh, not like alcohol.
But I didn't know it was like actually a serious problem.
Yeah.
That's bad then.
I think it sounds so weird being any celebrity back then if you were in the tabloids, because wouldn't it get written about like a month later? So like you would just be at like the grocery store and you get reminded of it. Whereas like nowadays it's like all up to date.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's all, yeah.
So
yep,
like,
that's true.
I feel bad for celebrities, guys.
I want to rewatch Newlyweds. That if you've never seen, probably so many people listen to this podcast don't even know what Newlyweds is. It's Jessica Simpson's reality show with Nick Lachey, and it's like the original celebrity.
Yeah, and it was
show.
Really.
I watched a few episodes.
Your older sister Stephanie, like when they broke up, she was devastated.
And she thought love wasn't real.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, if they can't stay together, who can? She thought they were so madly. And where in reality, Jessica says that she was sitting on the couch and he was out drinking a beer outside, like they were never together, really. Yeah, and if they were, the cameras were around. But that was her dad's idea to do the show, you know.
But it's actually weird watching the Newlyweds because I did rewatch it like 2 years ago, a few episodes, and I didn't realize it at the time because now reality shows so dramatic. But it was kind of just like boring, like nothing. There was no drama or anything.
Was it?
It's kind of just like it's like a long vlog or something. Like there's nothing like bad happening.
Oh,
like,
well, you know, nowadays,
you know, most of the time in reality shows now, there's so much crazy stuff happening.
Yeah, there's like so much crazy.
This
stuff
was literally
episode.
Just them just like hanging. It's like a actual weekend in their life. Like they're just like going to all.
So
Garden
maybe nowadays, yeah. Maybe they would have stayed together because she would have said like, "How come you're drinking with your guys all the time and not paying any attention to me?"
Oh yeah,
oh,
asshole.
Yeah.
I want to anyway. Know like what it's like being on one of those reality shows. Like, picture like if we had a reality show like. Wouldn't it get boring sometimes? So like they would, the producers would like go up to one of us and say like, okay, go up to your sister and confront her about.
Oh yeah,
sure. Like and just make up something.
I don't
think
they just go to someone's house and film them anymore. I feel like that doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, but
I think it's all staged.
I think it's literally like they have like set times to like meet at a restaurant and they know exactly what they're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But wouldn't they like plan it though and say like confront them about
this? Oh, yeah. I mean, but like I always used to think reality shows would be like they literally come to your house and just see what happens, but I don't think that happens
anymore. No, and I think they've already.
I think that did happen in the Newlyweds though.
Yeah, I do too. But I think if they are confronting someone nowadays, they've already confronted them about it. They're just re-confronting.
It kind of ruins it, though, because, like, Vanderpump Rules, for example, I guess there was an episode recently where they fought in a bar, and people at the bar said they redid it, like, 3 times.
Oh, my God.
Are you joking?
God.
Yeah, so that kind of just ruins it.
That does ruin it.
And then, like,
because they had to get, like, different angles and stuff.
Oh, it was something that I wondered was when I was watching MTV's Full About My Show. So there was a clip. A clip that was on like a monitor, I think. So like they had to just a house, but then it showed the cameraman. But then the next clip, which would have been a second later, the cameraman wasn't there.
So they like pause it. That, yeah.
So they pause it and then like made the cameraman leave.
And another thing on Vanderpump Rules was in one of the scenes, like a girl's hair was different throughout it because they ended up filming it like 6 months later.
Wait, for real?
You know, like the scene where Ariana's talking about her depression with Lisa.
That was
yeah. They must
crazy.
Have. I don't know if she wanted to include something else or something, but they filmed it like 6 months later. Some other parts of it.
Oh my!
Oh yeah.
God.
So
like, her hair goes from like shoulder length to here and back and forth.
So I love Vanderpump Rules, but it is kind of getting more fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I used to love Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but now it just is a bunch of skits.
Well.
Like a bunch of like Kris Jenner has to hire a spider detective.
But that'd be kind of fun to do one of those reality shows because if you're in a fight, it's all just for fun. So you can go fully hard.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because it's all just a joke.
That's true.
Couldn't you like say the meanest things and say, oh, it's a joke. It's for the show.
But then, I don't know. I don't know.
Have we ever talked, me and Jacob have talked on it, but I don't think Mom has talked about how we almost went on Wife Swap.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, when Wife Swap was big, I was so into it. Yeah, and I wrote, and they emailed me back and stuff, but they thought they wanted to do it because I thought it'd be funny. I worked nights all the time and had 8 kids, yeah, and having someone else swap. But then Emily was like, well, God, they'll make us sound like the trashy family.
Yeah, because we ended up watching it.
Because we aren't very strict.
And we realized they always do like stereotype the family.
Yeah, and they think have us be the non-strict family or something. I don't know.
That would have been funny, though, if we would have done it, though.
No, it would have been terrible.
You watch it, though, because like it would have been like so awkward watching it now, because like if we did do it, because they always hardcore put the families in a box. Like we know when we watched that one where it was like people living in San Francisco, like living the city life, and then it was people living in Oklahoma, and they made it seem like
oh, yeah,
they lived, they put butter between their teeth to wash it. But
those people, what did they, they didn't cook their meat or something,
they'd only eat raw meat, and then
oh, it's so gross. It was so gross.
They drink like buttermilk, and they made Oklahoma seem like it was literally,
I think it was Iowa, actually.
Iowa?
It was somewhere in Iowa.
Showing our house, and you hear like a cow mooing and stuff.
They would make it seem so shitty.
And then like that classic hillbilly music in the back, like,
and then they zoom into like boogles on the couch. I wish we would have saved
videos, because I wish we could watch our audition.
Oh God! But then
Do you think?
No, because I can't find any of them. But they contacted us then and wanted us to do where they'd fly our families somewhere, go on a vacation with a relative that we don't get along with, and I was like, you know, I don't even know who that is. Sounds terrible.
I was surprised because, like, they literally got back to us. Wasn't it pretty fast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, how long did it take to get back to us?
I don't even remember, but not long.
I swear, like, I remember it was so exciting because, like, we did it. And then, like, they emailed and said, like, okay, run an audition tape. And they have these questions they want to see.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
they were,
yeah,
then they were genuinely then interested in us.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, when was that? Probably, like, 2004 or 5. No, I think Maria was still at home. So probably 2004 or 5.
They didn't want us to be on Wife Swap. They want us to be on some new show about relatives.
Plus, Emily was very against it because she said we'd be the hick family. Yeah. You
that
know,
whole
so
show would have happened, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a blessing in disguise.
Oh my God. Thank God.
So funny, because like, that is so funny. They would have showed the house and put mooing sounds. Yeah. Into, like,
that it makes it sound.
Show us making toaster strudel.
Doesn't it make us sound like oh my God, we've been looking for fame? No, no. It was just, I love that show, and it would say like,
hey, plate out of the microwave. Yeah, several burned into it.
And then you notice like there'd be a clip of like us swinging on the swing set, and then someone pushes you out.
I know, or like just me eating an ice cream cone at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh my God.
Thank God we didn't do it.
Yeah, so we almost were the original Kardashians.
Yeah. Then we could have had Keeping Up with the Crookshanks.
Oh, yeah. It's weird when you watch the fourth season of the Kardashians, because they were, like, obviously rich back then, but they didn't seem as, like, glamorous. They made it just seem like they were normal.
I wonder. I'd love to go back and watch it, because did Kim look way different and stuff? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I think they all did.
Yeah.
Look different.
Mm. Well, for sure Kylie did.
Oh, my God. The shade.
No, she was so young back then.
Wait, so did Caitlyn.
Oh yeah, Caitlyn for sure. I
Even
remember
Chris,
there was.
They all look so different.
I remember one episode where Kim, Caitlyn, aka Bruce back then, was making her work out on a treadmill or something. Oh, yeah? Yeah, telling her she needed to work out. Wait, she was like,
"Oh, Chloe or Kim?"
No, it was Kim.
But
I remember Kim.
Where then Bruce called Chloe fat or something.
Really?
Remember, because she wanted to do like a campaign where, remember back then, like people
oh, yeah,
always do those campaigns where they're like, don't wear fur and then be butt ass naked.
Mm-hmm.
It said, because it was like, I'd rather go naked than wear fur.
Oh yeah.
But then he said like something like, oh, I don't think you'd be good at that because you're overweight or something.
Gosh.
There's something along those lines, and that was the drama that episode.
That's drama. There was a lot of drama with her because people with her body image, but she's like one of the most popular ones.
Would you guys ever wear fur?
Huh?
No.
Well, I guess the animal's already dead.
No, I probably... I wouldn't, but it seems so gross.
Also, it
sad.
Just is gross. Doesn't it smell?
I don't know.
It seems sad that it was alive, so...
Yeah,
do they even sell
an
furs
animal
anymore? I mean, do they really even sell that anymore?
Well, like,
a couple weeks
cool
ago...
I think like, faux fur, right?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, people got mad at Kylie Jenner because she said to, like, donate to the files or something. But then she posted a picture of her chinchilla slides. So, like...
What are chinchilla slides?
That's so sad. I didn't know exactly. I did a report on chinchillas in third grade.
What?
I did a report on chinchillas in third grade.
Oh.
Remember, I was like an activist back then because I remember a large part of the report was like, do not skin them and wear their fur. Like, it's disgusting. And so I really tried to
but what
spread
are
awareness.
Chinchilla? What was she wearing?
Like those sandal slides, you know? I guess they were made out of chinchilla. Ew. I just ended up seeing. I don't know if it was like 100%.
Maybe
true.
They were faux chinchilla.
Yeah, hopefully they were.
Would you wear a Pomeranian jacket?
Oh my God, no.
But what if it was your Pomeranian?
No.
Oh yeah, so.
But your Pomeranian dies of natural causes and you want to remember it, so you put it into a coat.
No.
So like, is like that Luna, mean? For example, like I would obviously never want to wear her fur, but if she died and I want to remember her, I can make her into a pillow or something.
No, because then you know they like.
That sounds so
then you know they tore her skin off her. I
well,
mean, even
was
though she was dead. Ooh.
Otherwise, it's just gonna rot in the ground.
But what if after this life, if you take out your skin, like they could become alive as a skeleton and it sucks for them in their next life.
Well, Dad always says that we should skin him if he dies.
He's joking. Why would we skin him?
Well, he wants to be stuffed.
Ew.
But anyway, I guess we'll end on that note.
Yeah, bye guys.
Bye.
Thanks for being in it.
So lovely.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks for sharing your input.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.